morning. This is Max Dirks with the Farm Service Agency in Atlantic. Here's today's USDA report. This morning I have some notes for CRP producers. First reminder is about managed and emergency haying and grazing of CRP. CRP producers are reminded they have only a couple days left to complete emergency haying of their CRP acres for 2013. Earlier this month, emergency haying of CRP was extended until September 20th. Emergency grazing of CRP continues through September 30th. The same CRP acreage cannot be both hayed and grazed. A producer must choose to complete one activity or the other. A couple of points to note about the emergency haying and grazing. The differentiated from managed haying and grazing is that, similar to last year, emergency haying and grazing has a 10% payment reduction, while managed haying and grazing has a 25% payment reduction. These reductions are based on the actual number of acres hayed or grazed. Emergency haying and grazing can follow directly after a year of managed, whereas managed can only be completed once out of every 3 years. If you're a producer who requested to complete managed haying and grazing before emergency haying and grazing was authorized last month, you may be eligible to convert your managed request to emergency, provided no more than 50% of eligible acres were harvested under the managed haying provisions. Managed and emergency haying and grazing are limited to certain CRP practices. Under both emergency and managed haying and grazing provisions, all hay bales or livestock need to be removed from the affected acreage by the end of the month. Remember to report total tons of forage harvested from the CRP acreage to your local FSA office by September 30th as well. For more information about either the emergency or managed haying and grazing provisions, or to fill out an application, contact your local FSA office. Second CRP reminder relates to changes in CRP contracts. There's been any changes in CRP, whether due to a change of owner or operator, or because the land has been sold, producers with an interest in CRP are reminded to stop by the FSA office to complete a successor in interest request for their CRP contract before the end of this month, September 30th, so payments may be timely made to the correct individuals on the CRP contract. If you have chosen to enroll or re-enroll your CRP for the upcoming year, be certain to stop by the county office to complete any needed paperwork as well. If you're a producer with a CRP contract that will be expiring September 30th, which is the end of this month, and are considering returning those acres to crop production for the next year, remember to stop by and check with NRCS to update your current conservation plan of operation in place for your CRP acres. Fall is also a time when producers begin to work on their land, whether that be dirt work in the drainage areas or the removal of trees in areas to gain more land for production. To maintain eligibility for USDA programs, remember to stop by the Service Center to complete an AD 1026 Highly Erodible Land and Wetland Conservation Certification before beginning the work. Are you making changes? Annual FSA payments, including those for CRP and DCP, begin next month. Since producers now receive all of their applicable financial benefits electronically using direct deposit, we want to remind you that if you have closed or changed any of your accounts, or if your financial institution has changed your name, this may affect the direct deposit of your FSA payments. Contact the FSA County office so we can update our files to continue uninterrupted service. In addition, if you have made any farm ownership changes or operator changes, including organizational changes from an individual to things like a corporation or trust, call or stop by your local FSA office to ensure we have all the needed information to update our records. Also, please make certain we have your most up-to-date contact information, including phone numbers, addresses, or email, to ensure we're able to timely communicate with you on your programs, on our programs. Next, a reminder for our forage producers. The Non-Insurable Crop Disaster Assistance Program, or NAP, provides financial assistance to producers of non-insurable crops when low yield, loss of inventory, or prevented planting occur due to normal disasters. In order to meet eligibility requirements for NAP, crops must be non-insurable, commercially produced agricultural commodity crops for which the catastrophic risk protection level of crop insurance is not available. If the Risk Management Agency offers coverage for a crop in the county, then NAP coverage is not available for that crop. The next NAP coverage deadline is for 2014 forage, and that crop has a NAP application closing date of September 30, 2013. Finally, emergency farm loans. Farm Service Agency provides emergency loans to help producers recover from production and physical losses due to drought, flooding, and other natural disasters. Emergency loan funds may be used to pay all or part of production costs associated with a disaster year, pay essential family living expenses, refinance certain debts, or reorganize the farming operation. FSA loan requirements are different from those of other lenders, and eligible farmers and ranchers will need to meet certain eligibility requirements. Those applying for emergency FSA loans are reminded all emergency loans must be fully collateralized. The specific type of loan may vary depending upon the loan purpose. repayment ability, and the individual circumstances of the applicant. Producers can borrow up to 100% of actual production or physical losses to a maximum amount of $500,000. For more information on the Farm Service Agency Emergency Loan Program or to file an application, contact your local county FSA office. In closing, for more information on any of the topics covered today or any other questions you may have, contact your local county FSA office. For those producers in Cass County, our office is located at 503 West 7th Street here in Atlantic, and our phone number is 243-1377. You can also find us on the web at fsa.usda.gov. Thanks, and have a great day.